This call is being recorded.
And so, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin. For this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here now we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our hearts. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat. And the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now, visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light. A beautiful, seamless pillar of white light, which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and the violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask our beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until the ascension process is complete. Now, take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now, look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens, connecting you to the crystalline energetic structure above the earth and onward to the galactic central sun. And now we say, Thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free now and forevermore, until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And we thank thee, it is done, by the power and might of 1,000 suns, for the light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. And that light is the beloved mighty I Am Presence.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus on your breathing as you take several deep cleansing breaths. Just focus now on relaxing and letting go and becoming centered within yourself and letting the outside world just fade away, drift away. Take a deep breath now, breathing in the light in through your nose. And exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. Take another deep breath, breathing in the light. And exhale out the darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and become aware of your 9 chakra centers that have become activated and reactivated within all of you. And focus on the alignment of those chakras and the vibrational frequency within each chakra. And as you focus on the color in each chakra, focus on raising the intensity of that color. So always remember, as you raise the intensity of the color within the chakra, that creates a focus within that chakra for yourself and raises the vibrational frequency in that chakra. And when you raise the frequency within the chakra, you're raising the frequency vibration within the glandular structure that's associated with that chakra. And when you raise the frequency of the glands in your body, know that you are raising the frequency throughout your body and increasing the balance within your body. Know that disease and sickness and all of these things happen only when there is an out of balance situation in your body. And when your body is completely and fully balanced, there is no sickness, there is no disease. And know that when your vibrational frequency is high within your body, also then your consciousness is high. And when your consciousness is high, once again, no sickness, no disease, no accidents even can happen within you. So it is all about raising the vibrational frequency within your body and the subsequent consciousness within your body as well. Higher consciousness leads to no pain, no suffering. Higher consciousness leads to love. Love, which also then equates to no pain or suffering in your life. So now, as you focus on each chakra, starting with the Earth Star chakra below your feet, see that as a deep earth brown color. Know that this is the chakra center that connects to Gaia, is your grounding point to Gaia. So whenever you talk about grounding yourself, you are grounding in this chakra, not your root chakra, as many have thought. It is your Earth Star chakra now that you are grounding to the earth. Now moving up to your Root Star chakra, red, bright, bright, brilliant ruby red color. Then the next, orange. Next, in the solar plexus, bright, brilliant yellow. To the heart center, the midpoint between the four upper and the four lower chakras, a balance point, your heart chakra, deep blue-green. Your high heart center, which has also become reactivated within all of you, magenta. To the throat area, sky blue. Up to your third eye center in the middle of your forehead, purple or indigo. To the crown chakra at the top of your head, gold or violet or silver. And then the soul star chakra just above your head, pure brilliant white. Now, if you focus on all of those chakras and their respective alignment up along your spinal cord, feel and know the vibration within your body now. Feel your body vibrating as you have not yet left your body. Feel your physical body vibrating from these chakra centers as you raise the frequency within each center. Now bring all of the chakra centers, all of the chakras together as one. Merge them all into one, into the soul star chakra. This becoming now your Merkaba light vehicle or your light body. It helps to see that as a three-dimensional six-pointed star. And into that three-dimensional six-pointed star, that Merkaba light vehicle, move your conscious knowing self into it, as if you were moving into a small scout ship. And this being your vehicle of travel, just let yourself float up now. Float up, leaving your physical body behind. And it helps to actually see your body falling down below you as you rise up through the roof of the building, wherever you are, up into the sky, higher and higher. Feel the sun's rays as you move up through the clouds and all the way up until you pass the Earth's atmosphere. Become aware of all of the millions of ships, planets of the solar system, the galaxy, the galaxies beyond the galaxy. Just become aware. And as you look back down now at the Earth, at Gaia, as you've done many times now, as we continue to work with you to do this, see the Earth first as she is now. You see her as with your three-dimensional eyes. See the beauty all around the Earth. Now begin to change your focus using your third eye to open up to the vistas that are beyond the third dimension. Up to the fifth dimension, the fourth and fifth dimension. And just as you did previously, be able to superimpose the fifth dimension on the third dimension and see the two-dimensional realities, the third-dimensional illusion and the fifth-dimensional new reality that you as a collective you are creating throughout the planet as conscious man's consciousness is increasing. So see the fifth dimension overlaid now over the third dimension. You can go back and forth between the two, just as you did with your fifth dimensional glasses previously. Now you really no longer need those fifth dimensional glasses. You simply use your third eye, your imagination, imaging in capability, and see the two, again, one overlaying the other. But now I want you to focus on the fifth dimension, what that is like as you float back down to the earth. Back down, come back down into the earth, feel your feet touching the earth in your etheric and astral body. Feel the earth below your feet. And see now the beauty in this dimension, in the fifth dimensional expression, in what would be after ascension, to have felt at various times throughout your life when you felt that sense of bliss, then you are walking in those shoes of the fifth dimension. Look around now and see the beauty everywhere. See how the trees have transformed, the plants, the flowers, the grasses in the fields. See how everything has transformed because it is alive with consciousness. Yes, even within the third dimensional illusion, there was consciousness within life, but not as you see it and feel it and know it now. Feel everything alive with consciousness. Water, plants, flowers. See the majestic mountains as they reach to the sky and the consciousness that is imbued within those mountains. The consciousness within the air itself, for the air is crystal clear, pristine. Feel the aliveness all around you. The animals, see the animals, how they now react differently to humankind than they did previously. How they are showing the consciousness that they were within the illusion. You just did not see that consciousness, did not acknowledge their level of consciousness, thinking they were the lesser of the two. No, they are equal. Equal in consciousness. Feel the vibrational frequency and how it has increased 100, maybe even 1,000-fold. How when you have moved through a certain vortex of energy within the third dimensional illusion and how you felt that energy. Now, feel the energy as it is in the fifth dimension. Feel the love expressed everywhere, even from the trees. You can connect with the trees. You have heard before, hug a tree. Now, you can feel that consciousness coming from the tree. You can even talk to it. You can experience its aliveness. Feel the sunlight. How even that has changed. Light has become more light. Love has become eternal love, unconditional love. Consciousness everywhere becoming aware of itself as that consciousness, as that love, as that light. Now, if you would allow yourselves to begin to find your way back to your physical form, but bringing that higher sense of the fifth dimension and higher back with you, bring it back into your physical body. Bring the awareness, the knowingness, the consciousness, the aliveness, the love incarnate within all of you. Bring that back in. And experience it in your physical body now. As your physical body fills with this higher energy, this higher light. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Archangel Michael, and I come to be with you at this time in these amazing times that you are in now. They are only amazing if you see it in that way, for there are many across the planet that are not seeing this as an amazing time. They are seeing this as the, perhaps the end of times, the end of life as they know it. But indeed, this is the end of life as you have known it. This is the end of the third dimensional expression, the illusionary expression. This is the time of the new life, the new world that you are creating. But you can only create that if you let go of the old, if you let go of the old third dimensional illusionary expression, if you let go of the attachments that hold you to that illusion. And yes, indeed, my friends, it is the attachments that are holding you to it. The programming that leads to those attachments. And more, you need to go throughout your life, daily, momentarily, every moment, knowing that those attachments are falling away, and allow them to fall away. And I speak now not only of material attachments, but also human attachments to those people, those loved ones, that you have been attached to. You need to let go of all of that. But know that when you let go of those attachments to your loved ones, that does not mean you are letting go of them. It only means you are letting go of the attachment to them, allowing them to have their own path, their own way to go about their lives without you interfering with those, that path that they are on. You can be certainly compassionate and loving toward them, but do not stand in their way. And many throughout the planet are doing exactly that now. They are holding their loved ones as possessions to themselves, and they are not your possessions. They are simply your soul group that are here with you in this lifetime, just as they, many of them, have been with you in previous lifetimes and in previous existences to the lifetimes here, when you were in other galaxies, other systems, other planets, together with those ones. And here you are at this time, once again brought together as old souls coming together once again and doing what you came here to do, and that is to raise consciousness everywhere, first within yourselves and then to all those that are around you. For that is what this is all about. This ascension process is not just an individualized ascension process. It is a collective process. This is why you waited from the 2012 time, when many of you could have ascended at that time. You were on that path. You were on that process to do so. But all of you, your higher selves, got together, you might say, as a council coming together and said, no, we will wait. We will wait for our brothers and sisters. And that is where you find yourselves now, on the cusp, near the culmination of this ascension process that you are on, ready to be in that first wave of ascension. And then once you have done so, once you have ascended, then you are ready to turn back and assist those that come behind you. Just as you are the way showers, the ones paving the way, you are the ones that are going to be taking on the Christ consciousness within you. Just as Yeshua did so and showed the way, and then many have shown the way since that. You are the ones as a collective planet together, the first ever to have ascended as a collective along with the planet. You must understand how enormous this undertaking is for all of you, and how you volunteered to come here, and here you are now to do so, to bring about the end of the old, to bring about the end of the old programming, to bring about the end of the illusion, and to move forward into the new reality of your creation. And just as you created the illusion previous to this, you are going to be creating the new reality of the golden age of Gaia. And just as there were previous golden ages of Gaia, of the earth, again, you are creating the new golden age. So as always, my friends, trust in yourselves, trust in the universal plan that is at work here, and that you are a great part of that universal plan. All of you together make up this plan. And we, those of you that mentor to you, we cannot do it for you. We can only do it alongside of you, assisting you whenever we can. And then when you are ready, you will then turn around and assist those that come after you. Not interfering, but assisting them, guiding them, just as we have guided you. I am Archangel Michael, and I leave you now in love and peace and oneness, and that you continue to move forward without attachments. Take hold of your thoughts as much as possible, and know that the programming that you have accumulated over many, many lifetimes is in the process of being purged out. And in its place will be the new you. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to you. One who serves here. Shoshana is here. And we are ready to move forward once again in this program, in this training, and are ready to assist you in your greatest questions that you have had for a very long time. And know that it is important for you to ask those questions. Know that the answers will come, whether it is through us as guides to you, or whether it is through your higher God self, as you ask the question within yourself. Perhaps as you are drifting off into sleep, into your sleep time, when you ask that question, we will suggest to you to try that. When you are getting ready to go to sleep at night and you have a question, ask it at that time, and then be quiet and allow the answer to come. Perhaps it will come within the dream itself. Perhaps it will become in your daily waking state, or in your what you call daydreaming state, where you have a vision perhaps, or someone is led to you to assist you in answering that question. Or perhaps you will come upon a book or some type of reading material or listening material that will answer that question. But know for sure that your questions will always be answered. Ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you for those who are ready to hear and see. We are ready for your questions if you have them.
I have a question.
Yes.
This is a sort of a two-part question. 2 weeks ago, Wednesday night, I had just laid myself down in bed to sleep. And all of a sudden, I felt a huge jolt of something hitting my back where my spine joins with my pelvis. It didn't really hurt, but it did surprise me. And then the second part of this, last Thursday, it sort of happened again. I was laying down meditating. In my envisionings, I saw a hand touch my perineum. And as soon as it touched, I felt like I had an electric shock throughout my body. Were these instances something like my kundalini activating or something else?
We would say here, dear one, that they are attempts to awaken you, attempts to get your attention. Not so much kundalini awakening here, but attempts for your guides, various ones, to get your attention, to tap you on the shoulder, as you say here, and we will just say to get your attention to them, to go within yourself. For the answer that you are seeking is within yourself, not so much from us here, but know that if you pay attention to that, as you have done, then the answers will come to you. Those that are attempting to reach you will reach you. And they are actually reaching you as we find it now. So just open up to it, and it will become even more profound throughout the times ahead here. Shoshana, do you have something you add here?
Yes. We wish to share on this. May we share, dear brother?
All right ahead.
Dear brother, what we find is that you have been asking a question. You have been pondering something here. You have been pondering a situation or asking a specific question within yourself. And you know what this is. What occurs is confirmation of this. So when you feel that jolt, when you feel that energy, it is confirming an answer for you. It is confirming your idea, you see. Does this make sense, dear brother?
It makes sense, except I ask hundreds of questions a day. I'm not sure which question this might be answering.
There is a prevalent question that you are asking. You may ask it in different forms. You may think you are asking it in 100 ways, but it is a prevalent idea. What you must do now is reduce your questions down to the most intense, the most one that you wish an answer for, you see. But what we find is that these hundreds of questions that you are asking will reduce down to an idea, will reduce down to an ideology, a specific thing. There are never hundreds of questions. The being just thinks they're asking hundreds of questions, but there is one that encompasses all your questions. Namaste.
Thank you.
Very good. And we add here that many of you have had situations not quite as similar to this, but in some ways, yes, where you have had perhaps your name called during your going to sleep time, perhaps, or you have heard a doorbell ring or something that just gets your attention. And this is what this is. This is your guides attempting to reach you in various ways. We are ready for next question.
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
Dear one. Okay, so I had a dream recently where somebody tried to take money or whatever out of my purse, and I was like, no, you're not taking that out of there. And they were very pushy. They were going to take it out of there no matter what. But what came to my mind afterwards was that it was kind of like not, it was the antithesis of if someone asks for your shirt or your coat, give them your shirt also. And I think the reason we want to be in that space, if I'm correct, is because number one, you can always get another shirt. And number two, you know, because we have that, you know, power to manifest. And number two, we don't want to be in that energy of like fighting against something or, you know, whatever energy that other person brings in. It's better to just give the thing. So, but what I noticed though, and this might be true for other people as well, is that I was not in that space. And recently having such experiences occur to me of having things, you know, just taken. What it's for me, I can see it's for me not about the stuff, because generally I'm very generous with stuff and I give to people spontaneously in the neighborhood and everything else. But it's about that feeling of violation, like the feeling of someone has, you know, violated you really by taking stuff, if you will. So I would like to know, and I want to be in that space, and I think it's important to be in that space of if they ask for, you know, a coat, that if they want to take your coat, give them your shirt too. I would like to know some words of wisdom on how to avoid that experience of feeling like you're violated, because it's not on us really. If somebody else does that, it's not us. We don't have that. We're not a victim. It's not us. It's their thing that they got going on or whatever, but we take it, we accept it as I'm a victim or I'm violated, and that's where the outrage comes from. So how can we get beyond that experience of
we
that
feeling? We have the answer for you, dear sister.
Yes,
may
do.
We share with you?
Yes, please do.
Dear sister, this is not about your generous heart. This is not about your compassion for others. This is not about your extension of giving. This is about protecting your boundaries.
Yes, boundaries.
This is about you protecting your boundaries that you have allowed so many to cross uninvited, you see. So you must heed this, that this is perfectly legitimate to protect your boundaries. Namaste.
Yes. Very good.
So wait a minute. Can you give us clarity then? Because that seems to fly right in the face of if they ask for a coat, give your shirt also. So what am I missing then?
This is not about giving. This is not about offering. This is about your being protecting its own boundaries, you see. There are those that wish to encroach upon you uninvited. If you are willing to give your shirt, give it. If you are willing to give your coat, give it. But when it is taken from you, that is not the same thing, you see. So when another takes from you uninvited, that is where your awareness has to be peaked. Has to be noticed that you are allowing this to happen to you because you are not protecting your boundaries, you see. Yeah, these are two different things. Does this make sense, dear sister?
It makes sense, and I still am confused then why Yeshua said that, because it seemed like he was, unless that's an in misnomer in the Bible, that was not meant to be, because it seemed like he was saying that if someone aggresses against you, then just, you know, don't aggress back, just give them. And
yes, dear sister, you are not at that stage, you see. The lesson that you must learn is to protect your boundaries, or things will continue to be taken from you, you see.
That is your
lesson now. That is not about what Yeshua did or what others will do. It is about your lesson, you see. So you can continue to allow others uninvited to cross your boundaries, to dishonor you. And the same lesson will occur over and over and over again, you see. So once you understand that you must honor you, and that others that dishonor you are not invited to do so, then the lesson will be learned. Does this make sense, dear sister?
I guess yes. So the lessons are personalized, and that is not my personal lesson right now about turning the other cheek or whatever. My personal lesson, as I understand it, is this boundary thing. Am I correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I understand. Thank you. I appreciate that clarity.
Yes. Namaste, dear sister.
And we would add here that when Yeshua said to give up your cloak, he was referring to those that were in need, those that did not have a cloak to cover themselves. Then give of what you have. See?
So not an all-purposey type deal.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay, that makes sense. Thank you.
Very good. Are there any further questions here?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
I'm going to explain some of the things I've been experiencing. Hopefully it applies. The answer will apply to the larger group, I'm sure. To me, there was two acceleration points of energy that were really strong. One was the solar eclipse, and one was right at the beginning of the year. But some of the things I've been experiencing, I'm really just looking to confirm this is part of the ascension process, that I'm not, you know, I don't want to say going crazy because I don't feel like that. But since those acceleration points, the energy's gotten a lot stronger, is number one, I sleep a lot more. And it's almost like I prefer those realities over this one. So it's really hard to come back to this reality every day. It even seems like it's getting harder day by day. Number two, this reality is starting to seem really plastic or fake to me, like it's a video game, like it's not real. So I'm starting to see the real illusion, and I want to make sure that's okay and part of that process. Because when I go out, it just seems like everything is, it seems like I'm in a video game. Literally.
For real. Yes.
And it seems like I just see the illusion. I just see, like, I even go around, I'm like, it's just, those, everything seems fake now. It just, this reality doesn't seem real anymore in the sense that it used to seem real. And then I guess number three is, I feel like we're in some sort of holding pattern, or at least me personally. Now, I don't know if that's just me not being able to break through to the next level, or I feel like a larger holding pattern for humanity, as if something very big is going to drop and we're kind of waiting for that phase or that thing to kick in, which will accelerate the next phase. But it just feels like we're kind of in this holding pattern, for lack of a better term.
And we would suggest to you that you are quite accurate in your description here. And know that as you are experiencing this sense of the illusion, and it being indeed an illusion, perhaps there may be the first time in your life that you are really seeing it in that respect, as we have been telling you all,
right.
that this is what it is. Just an illusion, a show that is being played out in front of you. And
right.
When this occurs for you, dear one, see the other side. See see the overlay as we have been given you in the meditations, the overlay of the fifth dimension, and see that other side. Look to the other side as if you were looking through a window and seeing on one side of the window is the third dimensional illusion. On the other side is the beautiful vistas that are opening in front of you. The new colors, the sky with the brand new colors in it, and so on and so on. And see and feel the new higher level of consciousness through that window. Okay? Try it.
Yes. Perfect. Thank you.
Shoshana, do you have something you add here?
Oh, of course we do.
Very good.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Do this. You may not wish to hear it, though, dear brother. Do you wish to hear our perspective?
I would love to hear your perspective. Lay it on me.
Dear brother, you are extremely unique. Your process has been accelerated, you see. So yeah. You are experiencing this accelerated process, and you don't like it, so you sleep, you see.
Correct.
The accelerated process, and we will see if you have the answer. The accelerated process is for a reason. What do you think it is?
The accelerated process is to push me through to the next phase or push me through to the next level.
And how? And what is the tool to push yourself to the next level? What is the tool you must use?
Stay in the moment.
That is one. We will give the answer here. It is to master it. It is to master the illusion. It is an illusion. It is all true. What is happening here, though, is that you are seeing it for what it truly is, and you must acknowledge that your mission now is to master it, to manipulate it, to move it around, to allow it to mold to your ideas. Do you see that, dear brother?
Yes. Yes. Just so, take a stronger stance over my own creations.
Yes. Because you are seeing it as an illusion, but it has always been that. It is not suddenly just an illusion. It has always been that. But the illusion is there for all of you to master it, not to observe it as if it was fake and plastic. It is to get in there and master it, you see. You must go back to the movie The Matrix. When Neo discovered it was an illusion, what did he do? Did he run from it? Did he sleep more? What did he do?
No, he started to master it, correct?
He mastered it. And this is the beginning of that for you, to take hold. You are a brilliant being. You are the manifestation of God walking on the earth, you see, in the earth, you see. That is who you are. So why not play with it? Why not master it? Once you have mastered this and molded it to your liking, then you will be pushed through to the next level. What is the conundrum for most is that they never master it. They are deluded by it. They sleep more. They run from it. But not you, dear brother. This is your chance. This is your opportunity to mold it to your liking and move forward as the master that you are. Does this make sense, dear brother?
100%. Thank you so much.
Yes. Namaste.
Namaste.
Okay. Are there further questions here? Nothing further than Shoshana?
Actually, can I ask a second then if nobody else is jumping up to the plate?
Yes, we knew there was one more.
All right, I tried to ask this before, and I'm going to try it again because I don't think I made it clear what I was asking. I know it's very, very hard for us in the third dimensional illusion to comprehend some of these concepts, but I think we can get an idea of it. I was asking you about astrology and numerology. I was not asking you how to do it or anything like that or what you get from it. I was asking you, why does it work? How come it works that when, for instance, Mercury is in retrograde, we have all this chaos on the planet? How come that holds true? How come the 11-11 holds true? What, I mean, this would be helpful to me, and I think if we can get an idea of it, then we can express that out to the world as well. So what is the reason that what happens in the stars or what happens with numbers actually makes any difference whatsoever to us here?
We will answer here. We will give a perspective, dear sister. So you are, if we may we?
Please, yes.
We see something here. The idea of numerology and the idea of astrology, those ideas are only open to those that have eyes to see and ears to hear and a heart to understand, you see. Not every being on this planet will acknowledge that these things have any validity, you see. Does this make sense?
Yes, definitely.
Now, we will tell you that the universe, the order of the universe is math, is numbers. This is difficult to understand, but everything can be deduced down to ones and zeros, you see. Even a musical instrument, the music is made from numbers. Those that are musical know this. They know that there are scales and seven notes and seven tones and flats and sharps, and these are all assigned numbers, you see. Numbers are the order by which the universe runs. So now we will tell you that you asked about Mercury in retrograde causing havoc. It does not for everyone. It does not. Those that acknowledge and understand it will be affected by it. Mercury in retrograde, for example, creates an energy, and the energy reaches the people, the individuals, the planets that require this energy to move on, to move forward, to comprehend, to understand themselves and themselves, you see. So the energy is directed to those that would learn from it. Not everyone could possibly understand this, but the universe is acting and reacting to the energies of the beings that occupy the universe, creating the energies that bounce back and forth from these planetary beings and the stars. This is complex. This is not a simple answer, you see, but of course it is valid. Of course, it is true, but only for those that understand it and that wish to understand it. The 11-11, for example, is the mirror effect, you see. The 11 mirrors the other 11. And what have you been told over and over and over again? Everything is a mirror of consciousness back to you. So when you see the 11-11, it is mirroring back to you your own consciousness, you see. This is complex, but we will tell you that all of it is valid and all of it works as an orchestration of energy and lessons for those that understand it. Does this make sense, dear sister?
Possibly it does. Not. It does. No, it does. I'll have to read this again. But is it possibly also maybe similar to a computer program? It's programmed to do certain things at certain times, or
who programs the computer, dear sister?
Well, I would say us and the God Spark, I would say.
The human being that understands math programs the computer because that is the order of the universe. So they have captured the understanding and order of the universe through mathematics, which programs the computer. It is the invention of the consciousness of man. Of course, God is man, and man is God. But through that consciousness, it creates the program, which is the order of the universe. So it's a resounding yes.
Okay, got it. Okay, so we are basically moment by moment creating the program of the universe based on all this stuff. Oh my goodness.
Yes, including the great compositions of Bach and Beethoven and Mozart and all of these amazing beings that have captured the energy of the universe and the mass of the universe and the order of the universe by composition. We are so excited about this. That is the reality of the beingness, that each of you is recreating the energy of the universe. Yes.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to have to read this one again. Thank you so much. That was great.
You will have to read it too. Namaste.
Very good. Wonderful explanation. And we are ready to release channel. Shoshana, do you have anything parting message?
Well, I guess I would say, based on the conversation here, is that each of you is a mini universe. And each of you has the characteristics and divinity of the universe within. Namaste.
And we would say here to contemplate for a moment, just how far you have all come here. Think about your questions perhaps 5-10 years ago, what they were at that time, and the depth of your questions at this time. You come a long way, baby. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.